If you go into any Catholic church, there are certain common aspects that you will see. Every Catholic church will have an altar. Every Catholic church will have an ambo, this podium from which the scripture is proclaimed. Every Catholic church will have a tabernacle for the reservation of the body of Christ, with a sanctuary lamp that shows us that Jesus is present here in this church in a very real and lasting way. Every Catholic church will also have a crucifix. In fact, the church directs that the crucifix will have a prominent place in the sanctuary and be the focus of our field of vision. A crucifix, a graphic depiction of humiliation, torture, pain, and death. The crucifix, not just an empty cross, clean and elegant, but a cross being used to crucify the one who never sinned, the one who didn't deserve to die. Why such a pride of place for such a cruel reality? Why not have nice pictures of Christ's birth or his resurrection or ascension? Today's gospel provides the answer. Because whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Christ dying on the cross was the perfect sacrifice offered to God in loving atonement for our sins and the sins of all people. Christ dying on the cross was the perfect loving act of obedience that reversed the disobedience of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. With his arms stretched wide and raised between heaven and earth, Christ reconciled us to God and bridged the gulf opened by sin. If we want to go over that bridge and make our way to eternal life in communion with God, which is the only thing that can make us really happy, we too must pass through the cross. We must follow the footsteps of our Lord. Suffering, self-denial, opposition, humiliation, and difficulty. We may even have to lose the whole world, like so many saints and martyrs, in order to gain the truly abundant life. This is the price of discipleship, dying to oneself, losing one's life for the sake of another, daring to be countercultural in a culture that is based on individualism, self-indulgence, obsessed with getting more and more possessions. But the one who does follow the footsteps of the Lord gains eternal life. The cross brings life. The gospel begins with a clear statement of the Paschal mystery. Jesus will suffer, be killed, and on the third day be raised. Peter is greatly upset at this statement, and I think so are we. Suffering and death is not an attraction that any one of us wants or seeks. Yet it must be, for Jesus attests that the only way to have our life is to lose it. Like Peter, we tend to limit our vision by focusing on the suffering and death. We tend to forget the be raised. The fullness of the Paschal mystery always leads through suffering and death to new life. The cross brings life. When we focus only on the cost of discipleship, if we stay focused on the suffering and dying, we'll become disillusioned and discouraged, just like Jeremiah in our first reading. We always need to hear the whole message about the Paschal mystery. We must lose our life to find it. The suffering and death always leads to new life. We have faith in this. Believe it, because Jesus has already shown us the way. His prophecy about his passion and death includes his announcement of being raised to new life. And this is what is central to us as Christians. The cross does indeed bring life. We do not have to look for pain and suffering. Being faithful to Jesus will bring enough as it is. Living and witnessing to the gospel challenges so many values that our society says will bring us happiness. As we struggle to live the gospel values, as we resist the temptations thrown into our face every day in our society, we will experience pain and suffering. We will be rebuffed by those around us. But we will come to know, to learn, that what society calls happiness is only temporary. Ultimately, we will find that the only living the gospel values will bring us true happiness. We do not face our crosses alone. The comfort and support of others help. We are called to help each other carry our crosses. When family members, co-workers, or neighbors find themselves bending under the weight of a heavy cross, we must be Christ for them, reminding them that God's love is real, that Christ has given meaning to their suffering. We are the ones who must help them continue to pray when their faith is wearing thin. We are the ones who must comfort the sorrowful, visit the sick and the imprisoned, counsel the confused, and show the face of God to those who are having trouble finding it. The more we help those around us to carry their crosses, the more Christ-like we become ourselves. The more Christ himself will be able to help us carry our own crosses. The church tells us to place a crucifix in our sanctuary. Put a crucifix in your home. Allow that crucifix to remind you that being a Christian in our fallen world is not easy, but that Christ's love is strong enough to sustain us no matter what. When you come forward in a few moments to receive Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, know that you receive his strength, the strength you need to carry your cross and follow him every day.